Yesterday, Maricopa County Justice Courts revealed that there has been an almost 21% increase in evictions in the Valley over the last 5 years. And January of this year was the first time that more than 8,000 eviction cases were filed in Maricopa County in 1 month. KTAR reporter Colton Krolak was there as the judges laid it all out. So there were more than... What is this right? 80,000 eviction notices last year?
That's right. And that's a like you said, a 21% increase from 2019. The reason they use that year is because it's the last full year before COVID.
Right.
Yeah, 80,000.
Wow. And I know the judge who heads up the justice court that saw the most eviction notices in our county explained a little of why this might be happening. You have that for us, right?
Yeah. And, you know, this obviously can happen anywhere, but she's seen her fair share of this, and she just explained how easy it is to find yourself in a situation where this might happen to you.
There may be situations where a light is broken at an intersection. That mom or dad, they're late for work. A boss then causes them to lose the job. The loss of a job means they can't afford the rent, right? So the loss of that job, the loss of income then causes them to not pay the rent. They're then evicted.
Wow. And that is the judge from the Kyrene Justice Court, right?
Correct. That's Judge Sharon Sauls, who's over the Kyrene Justice Court.
Yeah. And the big concern is, where do they go once they're evicted, right?
Yeah. And
with the shortage of housing.
You know, the good thing is there are plenty of resources out there. Evictions can happen really quick. They can happen in as little, I believe they said 19 days. But luckily, some of these programs, you can get eligibility in less than 3. So you can get help. Just head to the Maricopa County website.
All right. KTAR reporter Colton Krolak joining us here on Arizona's Morning News. You know, obviously, there are those situations that judge, you know, laid out. But there are also people who, you know, took advantage of COVID and just lived off the government largesse that came in and decided to not go back to work when it was possible to go back to work. Or, you know, in some cases, I'm sure there was people who were living in fear and didn't want to go back to work. And that put them in that position as well. There is one group of people that, you know, we probably aren't going to feel quite as bad about with their rent rising, putting them in a position of having to leave where they've been living. This is very interesting. Dale Brown, who's the research director with our partners at the Phoenix Business Journal, writes about how the Valley's most expensive apartment rents are also rising and says there's maybe no statistic that crystallizes the Valley's evolving multifamily market as efficiently as this. Okay, ready? The most expensive one-bedroom apartment on the Phoenix Business Journal's 2019 luxury apartments list wouldn't be pricey enough to make the 2024 list. Yeah, 5 years ago, a one-bedroom apartment in the Broadstone Scottsdale Quarter, Phoenix's most expensive luxury apartment complex, was going for as much as $2,600 per month, according to real estate commercial firm authority Yardi Matrix. This year, Yardi data shows that one-bedroom rents ran as high as $4,300 per month at the Valley's most expensive luxury apartment complex, which is Optima Kierland.
Those have to have some kind of amenities.
Yeah, they do. I think like an extra bedroom, right? But these are one bedrooms we're talking about here.
Facials, they come with the rent
right.
Every day.
But where do they live? Where does your maid staff live? I don't know. It's a one bedroom, man.